The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol. Lather up with thick and rich Barbasol shaving cream and shave like a man. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Stockton, California. Population 300,000. Home of the Stockton Thunder hockey team, the University of the Pacific, and the Asparagus Festival. And as of this week, very likely to become the biggest municipal bankruptcy in the United States. How it happened. After this from Charlie. Today, the city of Stockton, California goes to court to ask a judge for permission to file for bankruptcy.
Stockton is probably the most financially distressed city in the country, but they're far from alone.
Jeffrey Michael is director of the Business Forecasting Center at the University of the Pacific in Stockton. For a while, the city was riding high, attracting residents fleeing the Bay Area. The city borrowed to build a waterfront park, a $46 million glass hockey arena. The city's population grew 20%. Real estate values tripled. But timing is everything. And we all know the ending of every story in the past 10 years that includes the words real estate. The buyers stopped coming, home values tanked, even hockey couldn't save Stockton. It also didn't help that Stockton had promised lifetime health coverage for all retirees plus a dependent, no matter how long they'd work for the city. Now, Stockton can't pay its bonds, and so it'll go toe-to-toe in court against the insurance companies who are on the hook if the city can't pay.
They're arguing the city could do even more budget cutting than it has. I think that's an argument that is easy to make from the insurance company headquarters in Bermuda and shows no understanding of the reality of life in Stockton, California.
And the reality in Stockton is a city that now ranks as the second most dangerous in California, with an unemployment rate of 17.5% and the third highest illiteracy rate in the country. But it does have a really nice hockey arena. The Osgood File, Dave Ross. On the CBS Radio Network.